Now going to go down to mat number four, Isaac Zarante of Red Oak, 19-15 sophomore, going up against Josh Gray, the 13 seed, a sophomore from Sergeant Bluff Luton, 42-11. Going to get things going down here on mat number four. Collar tie on the right side here for Gray. Zarate trying to be able to close the gap, get to a front hand and arm position, now to an underhook onto the right side. Zarate trying to be able to close this gap. Minute 40 left here in this first period. Shot attempt there coming from Gray. Front hand and arm position for Zarate. Zarate is able to try to roll through on this, get himself worked around, trying to be able to get himself in onto this takedown here. Nothing still down onto the edge of the mat here. Zarate trying to bring the pressure down in, and a nice job there from Gray to be able to work his way out of bounds. But they're going to go back to the center. Minute 20. Still down here on mat number four. See if they're going to get this clock reset. Price should be a couple more seconds, I'm assuming, added on to it. Yep, about 5 seconds, minute 25, and now we're going to go back. Clock still didn't start. There we go. Now again, collar tie onto the right side for Zarate. Now goes to a slide by here is Gray. Now outside single coming here from Zarate. Needs to be able to stand up and cut the corner. Zarate trying to be able to find a way to finish this shot down here on the edge of the mat, and they're going to go back out of bounds down here on mat number four. Minute seven left. Two shots from Zarate, real close to being able to finish. Is not able to find it. Collar tie here onto the right side for Zarate, bringing pressure in again forward. Now to a nice fireman's carry. Goes off to a high crotch, trying to be able to double off and get himself cut to the corner. Zarate still trying to be able to find a way to be able to get to a crossface. Now onto the leg here is Gray. Now we're in a scramble position. Higher head's going to win here. Zarate trying to be able to keep scooting the legs here. Still has a leg. Gray still trying to be able to find a way. Zarate in actually a decent position here to keep scooting. Still in on this leg. Still scrambling here. 30 seconds left. 20 seconds left here now. Still Zarate trying to be able to scoot his leg out. Just another big scramble here. Zarate close to getting caught onto his back, but that's going to be a 3 takedown for Gray. And now going to put, just slips the leg in on through, able to land on top. Zarate still onto this leg to a crossface here. 3 seconds left. Zarate trying to be able to build this base back up. Still hanging on this leg, and that's going to do it here for your first period. Here very shortly, we'll have Brody Black of Glenwood. That's going to happen down here very shortly. Let's find out where that match is at. That's going to be on deck on mat number 8, just right across. That'll happen. We'll have those two matches probably at the same time. But again, Zarate, Gray's going to choose bottom. Zarate's going to cover, chop and jam on the left side for Zarate. Minute 50, just starting off here in this second period. Now on to a collar tie, now to a chop and jam on the left side. Gray still trying to be able to move. Zarate maybe looking for a setback here, doing a good job of following through. Roll, Peterson roll attempt there coming from Gray. Now Zarate still hanging onto this arm. Roll through attempt here coming from Gray. Zarate still wrestling tough here. Gray now into a switch position, trying to be able to elevate. Still in control is Zarate. Minute 20 left here down the edge of the mat. Zarate, Gray trying to be able to finish here. They're going to go out of bounds. Going to be one for Gray and go neutral. Zarate is going to go back to the center.
Now wrestling on mat number 5.
Yep, they're going to be neutral.
Jasper Sundberg,
4-0 again. Gray leads. Zarate's been in on some shots. Just got to be able to find a way to finish them. Now into a shot fake here. Collar tie on the right side for Zarate. Shot attempt here coming from Gray. Zarate out in front, going for the roll through here on the gator roll. No points rewarded yet. Has this butcher locked up. Needs to be able to work his way and get himself around for 3, and does. Now cuts the lead here 4-3 here in this second period. When you're at the state tournament, those are the moves you go for right there, especially in these matches where it's do or die. Now again, trying to look for a set back here is Zarate, but gets himself caught just a little too high. 35 seconds left here. Still in control is Zarate, but he's definitely too high here. Gray's able to sneak out the back door and actually just going to give himself away for one. Now the lead here It's 5-3. Collartay on the right side again for Zarate. Gray's kind of been scoring off of all Zarate's counters. Front head and arm position here for Zarate here on the edge of the mat. 9 seconds left here, and they're going to go out of bounds and go back to the center. Looks like he's going to have some blood time here for Gray. Again, some great wrestling action that we have here for you today. Just finishing up our second round consolation. Zarate's still in this match. Got to be able to find a way to get to his... Still in on his collar ties, trying to find a way to get to some of these shots, but needs to be able to find a way to finish them. Gray's been using a lot of the counters here to be able to get to what he needs to, and that's how he's got these 5 points on the board. But again, a lot of wrestling here today. Going to get things going again. Tomorrow we'll have quarterfinals action, blood round action here for you. We're going to have a lot of great matches here at the new Casey's Center. And at the Casey's Center, you can go actually go downstairs and get some Casey's Pizza now. It's crazy how that happened. Now we're going to cut the blood time, it looks like. And we're going to stay neutral. Still back here at the center. And again, 8 seconds left here. Zarate still tapping the header, looking for some shot fakes. And that's going to do it here for your second period. Going to be Gray's choice. Gray's going to choose bottom. Gray will get set. Zarate will cover. Chop and jam on the left side here. Minute 50, just starting off now. Now again, we kind of get into these positions before. Zarate now looking for a suicide cradle. Still onto his back. Now he's able to get this cradle locked up, just not able to stick a knee in the side. Right now has the cradle looking for some near fall. Is Zarate trying to be able to find a way to get to the fall? Zarate gets himself locked in on this cradle. He's got a chance to be able to get himself a fall here. Has it locked up. Gray's fighting hard off his back, but Zarate still hanging on this cradle, but Gray's able to work his way out of it, fights off his back, and then Zarate still keeps wrestling here, now has again, goes for another gator roll, has a deep half in, and has Gray onto his back. Zarate trying to be able to settle his hips, again has four near fall, just trying to be able to settle his hips and sit there. That's all he's really got to do. He's got a deep half in. Just needs to settle the hips back. He's got plenty of time. Minute 9 left here. Zarate trying to be able to finish this match off here with a fall. Minute 04 left here. Zarate just needs to bring his hips down to the mat. He can sit here all day long. 59 seconds left here. Gray trying to be able to fight off his back. Zarate's in a tight hold here, real close to be able to get himself this fall. And right there is going to be the fall for Zarate of Red Oak. What a great match that was. Bunch of back and forth action. A lot of shots and re-shots. And honestly, Zarate was on the attack. And, you know, you got to go for the big moves. And Zarate went for them and was able to come out on top. Goes for the suicide cradle. And then goes for the gator roll through. And he's going to get himself a chance. And he stays alive for tomorrow. Again, Zarate able to get himself the fall in the third period. What a great match that was down there. And we're going to get down on mat number 8. We're going to have Brody Black of Glenwood, 42-15, junior. Going up against Carson Trudeau, Carson Tedrow of Carroll. That's going to happen down on mat number 8. Tedrow of Carroll, Black of Glenwood. And they're going to get ready to go. They're going to shake hands down here in the middle. And we're going to get started. Tedrow comes in, closes the gap here. Black goes to a nice slide by, brings it down to the mat here, trying to be able to work his way around. Does a nice job, gets himself there. A tick down here for 3, and Black now leads here 3-0. Switch attempt coming from Tedrow. Black still on to this, up to his feet. Nice mat return back down to the mat here is Black, and they're going to go out of bounds. 3-0 lead here again. Minute 40 left in this first period. Black and Tedrow. Black's going to get set, Tedrow's going to get set. Black's going to cover. Chop and jam here onto the left side. Head lever here for Black. Now goes, slips into an arm bar position. Looking to be able to post this elbow, get off to the side, and try to be able to run this through. 3-0, minute 23 left. Still has an arm bar locked up here. Needs to be able to take a couple small steps and a big one here. Now has a half onto the other side, trying to bait in, getting into this wrist. Tedrow doing a good job of keeping a solid base. Black then goes away, goes to a bear claw ride. Minute 05 left here, 3-0 lead again for Black. Chop and jam onto the left side. Now trying to be able to catch this arm here again. Now gets into a head lever. If he's able to hop sides here, half's wide open for him. Now slips into this arm bar, into a tight waist. 43 seconds left. Stall warning going to happen here for Tedrow. Now looking again is Black to try to be able to push this arm. Needs to be able to plant this shoulder. He's got an arm bar locked up here, but needs to hop sides and try to be able to run it. Black again with a tight arm bar here. Tedrow now trying to work his way up to his feet. Stack attempt here coming from Black. 22 seconds left here again. 3-0 lead. He can even punch this elbow here forward and try to run this over and run this through. 12 seconds left here. Black again with an arm bar in and a half on the other side. Still trying to be able to run this through here. Short time here. 1 second left, and that's going to do it here for your first period. Black leads now here 3-0. It's going to be the flip. It's going to be Tedrow's choice. Tedrow's going to defer. Black is going to choose bottom. And Black's now going to get set. Tedrow will cover. Now goes to a switch attempt here as Black gets up to his feet and he's out in 2 seconds. Now leads here 4-0. Closing the gap here again is Tedrow. Black trying to be able to make his way in. Collar tie here onto the right side. Shot fake there coming from Black. Outside single there coming from Tedrow. Collar tie again here onto the right side. Minute 26 left here. Shot attempt from Tedrow. One stall call on Tedrow as well. Black trying to be able to look to get to his offense. Shot fake coming from Tedrow. Now tapping on the head again here is Black. Black with a collar tie onto the right side. Now goes with his slide by. Minute 5 left here in this second period. Still staying on their feet. 4-0 lead here is Black. Now goes back to the center. Collar tie on the right side for Tedrow. Black staying heavy on the head here. Outside single attempt here coming from Tedrow. Front hand and arm position for Black. Needs to bounce the head here and work his way around. Can get himself into a head in the hole position here. Tries to be able to throw it by here. Do a chin whip. Now upper body position here. Tedrow's got a deep underhook in here. Black trying to be able to throw it back out of bounds. Good mat awareness, and they're going to go back to the center. 4-0 is the lead here. 35 seconds left. Still staying at the center. Collar tie here onto the left side. Trying to be able to close this gap. Still staying here at the center of the mat. 20 seconds left here. Black leads here 4-0. Collar tie again. Heavy collar ties for both these guys. 13 seconds left here in this second period. Have some action. Not a whole lot. Shot attempt here. Shot fake there coming from Tedrow. Black still staying into this collar tie. And that's going to do it here for your second period. We're going to head to the third. It's going to be Tedrow's choice. Tedrow is going to choose bottom. Tedrow's got one stall call. When Black's been on top here, he's been pretty dominant so far. Tedrow's going to want to get out. He's got to do it fast. Tedrow's going to get set. Black will cover. Chop and jam. Now to a switch attempt here is Tedrow. Black again gets into a head lever here, trying to slip into an arm bar. Now rolling in onto the wrist. Now goes himself to an arm bar here onto the left side. Now still sinking in onto this wrist, still in on this arm bar. Now has the wrist. If he can break the hips down here real quick and keep onto this wrist, he's got a pretty tight arm bar locked up. Again, Black now trying to be able to go to a stack. Still staying tough on this arm bar here. Almost can step out to the side, throw it around his head. Still up to his feet now is Tedrow. and they're going to go out of bounds again. Minute 23 left here in this match. Black leads here 4-0. Minute 23. Ted Rowe's going to get set. Black now will cover. Chop and jam onto the left side again here for Black. Now trying to be able to slip in an armbar here onto the left side. You're going to need, if you could just punch this elbow here forward, looking for a wrist, trying to be able to find a way to get to the fall. Now go to a wrist onto the right side. Chop and jam here again. Now looking for a cheap tilt here, but Tedrow right there is able to work through and gets himself a reversal for two, and going to be one escape here for Black. Now score 5-2, 52 seconds left. Black's got to be able to wrestle and wrestle smart. No stall calls. It was just a quick reversal there. Black got out of position a little bit, and he was able to find a way to get himself to a reversal. 40 seconds left here. No stall calls on Black. Tedrow trying to be able to go. Collar tie here onto the right side. Black needs to be able to circle back in. There's going to be one stall call on Black. 33 seconds left, and they're going to go out of bounds. Black's got a circle. Got to be able to find a way to get into on a shot. Needs to rest smart. 30 seconds left. Still staying here at center circle. Collar tie onto the right side. Shot attempt there coming from Tedrow. Down block coming from Black. Still heavy on this collar tie. Going to have probably get hit with another stall here any second now. 15 seconds left, and there it is. So now takedown almost wins it for Tedrow. 5-2. Now looking for an outside single. 7 seconds left. Score now 5-3. Black just got to stay smart. Just needs to keep his hands down, and he's got to keep wrestling here. Another shot attempt there coming from Tedrow. Might get dinged again here, but I highly doubt it. He does get dinged again. Now scores 5-4, and Black is going to end up winning this match by decision. 5-4. Wrestled smart there those last 30 seconds. That's the way you got to be able to do it. Survive in advance is all you need to be able to do. And here, very shortly, we're going to have Dayton Gutsman of Red Oak going up against Barrett Morgan of Algona, Niall Lundvall of Glenwood against Quinn Schmidt of Sioux Center, and then Jacob Oust of Glenwood going against Lowen Tank of New Hampton Turkey Valley. And we'll have those for you here very shortly.